Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the several folk that live along the river. Good morning to all those folks that live along the river that leads the sea. Good morning to the fishermen that live along the river that leads to sea, the sea that goes for thousands of miles. Good morning, fishermen. Go out and get yourself something special this morning, baby. It is Tuesday, October the 29th, 2024, Bo Blimp Talk. It's 5:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on the Olympic Peninsula, and it's your good friend Dan, you know, with his sacred coffee. Drinking his sacred coffee as he prepares to give you, to transfer to you an awareness of that deeper truth, that deeper thing, the thing that will keep you alive in a time of strain. It is Bo Blimp Talk, towards a new lurching, Chapter 5, Transcend the Scrumbo Mentality. That's right, fuck you, Mr. Scrumbo. Transcend the Scrumbo Mentality. What is a grinkin' man? Or a woe man? Smell your fire, death smiles, happy for miles to the pit of God. You're wondering, am I just trash, white trash, black trash, Asian or Mexican trash, Eskimo trash, any mixed up kind of bastard trash? And the answer is, yeah, buddy, you're garbage. But we're not the worst garbage. We're the wayfarers lost in the storm. Our ship is leaking and breaking apart. Our people are upset. Our friends want pizza-style endings and morbid steak for lunch. We're tired of being torn apart by rail buffalo and fruit salad vendors. If we can stand up to the future, our past will be secured as it was when we began our former quest upon the sands of time. Our slime realm goblets overflow with prairie milk and spiced chicory. But we tire of the pistols and the beatings and the seeding of our women with vicious bastard kin. Can you hear the voice? It's coming from outside. Can you hear it, baby? We are the Scrumbo, and we grow frustrated, but why? We are Scrumbo, and our lands and chickens are taken, but why? We have too little to care, but too much for our overlords, and they want it, but why? Many tens of thousands of years ago, a great secret was stolen. The Neanderthal of Grid 4 were invading the Stoob Castle of Queen Nostra. After many years of war, the Neanderthal destroyed the queen and stole her donut, leaving behind a future heir in her panty drawer. But the scroll chamber was safe. The queen had kept her bejeweled scroll chamber obscured by naked women with big boobs dancing. The Chamber of Scrolls contained the truth about broken-down men and women well past noon on their way to evening, and how they ain't no good and maybe should be taken to the body dump out there someplace. Really vile shit like that. The scrolls were spread about to protect them and trick monks into copying them. Then about 23,000 years ago, Zoxus, the Blib Slayer, found the Balamu Codex, or CB. The Balamu Codex held within its writings the delineations of human and defined what and why the Scrumbo are. The Scrumbo are meant for pain, the grinding of it all. Toss them into the pit with the dog and the cat. Let them eat bat, let them eat dead turtle, These are the worthless sleepers. These are the worthless sleepers covered in nugget dust, covered in jizz. They cannot live but serve, and do so with a smile. Their days are counted as vibrant flakes of yellow, falling off of the uranium cake, leaving scars and burning on the colon and the hands. No one understands. In the dwelling swamp of Deacon Woods and Robot Nixon, their memories of stronger times was turning to new kinds of disco ditch burning and yearning. People started buying Velveeta and Tang and using plastic cards to turn death into morning. Soon it would be plutonium and poisoned lung, right, Silkwood, Karen? At the crack of dawn, the Scrumbo loads into his car and drives to the sausage factory to get 2-for-1 deals on maggot loaf and yellow dyes tango gelato. Kivas types wearing jeans and acting mean arrive at the work site to clean out the hole. Greg had dropped a dead baby down that abyss yesterday, and he didn't miss, but the baby made it clay. So today we dig the trench with the front loader. Planned Parenthood is coming by for a visit. So you think you're okay with the Scrumbo life, do you, buddy? Let's review this from the Balamu Codex. There is no escape for the garbage people. There is no way out of this landfill scheme. You might as well find the first squishy. That nice little fishy, crawling on legs to escape the sea. But you make that wish, and you find that fish staring at you on a plate of new potatoes and jacket worms. You cannot escape as Scrumbo, but there is a path of the Grinkin' Man and the Whoa Man. If you read on, you will learn that Whoa Man is the female corn goblin. She rides horses and teaches courses, makes dinner while making love. Her eyes are fierce, but a kindness lingers in her fingertip parade. The Whoa Man is a tigress. She has teeth like cold steel and the power to heal. She breathes in darkness and exhales joy. And boy, does she make a good stew, buddy. You grew to know her in the garden and the muck, when your truck brought in 400 pounds of manure, and she was never truer as she shoveled that shit into row after row. She ain't no hoe, bro. Scrumbo Man has a plan. He can jack up his power module and dig his way to Whoa Man's lurching heart. It's a start. We Scrumbo Men must move towards Grinkin' Town. We pack up our boxes and leave behind our Tesla SpaceX distractions. No more gamer life or strife. Our Pornhub account has been canceled. We are tossed by the wayside. But a future exists in the Grinkin' Man world. You can't take the ridicule and the bullies no more. You have to shake off that debt sweater and tell the companies to go fuck themselves. No one's coming to take your gun or your pit bull or your Chevy truck, you fuck. But your wallowing in life's sticky transactions makes you prone to sadness volleys and other sordid entanglements. Whoa, wake up, fucker. Whoa, man is waiting. If you can be brave enough to find her boobula in the night, her tender valleys will lay open, and you can attain peach cobbler climax, but not if you keep sifting through the discarded nightmares of death barons and shallow blonde cockholders. Grinkin' Man will know how to dig trenches for dumping bodies. Grinkin' Man will understand all weapons and how to build them. Grinkin' Man will quote Spooner and Rand at random. Garden and grow potatoes and onions and carrots. Grinkin' Man will raise chickens and cows and hunt buffalo naked. Be fearless, Grinkin' Man, before the dark legions of Vic Jaspers. Be fearless and brave. Have a compound with concertina obstacles surrounding it. Grinkin' man will know how to dress a deer and smoke it and share it with woe man's family. Grinkin' man will use the slib maneuver when bringing his woe man, your woe man, to peakgasm. The woe man can't be easily captured by just any Grinkin' man. She's always moving, and her gait is clean. There's a green cube below the stairs. It harkens after that woe man power track. When you pump up the Boston on full volume, she gets wicked and pulls down her panties for that free ride Friday style pelvic action. The woe man hurries, but don't worry, she has a slice of pie left for you. You have to hit the gym, Grinkin' man, and learn new skills before you get killed. The woe man does the dishes. The woe man does whatever I say. The woe man makes me a fucking sandwich. The woe man does nothing, takes my credit card. This is sad. You can't use scrumbo thinking, Lincoln. Your uber army of blue-haired freaks are done. And the crumbly bun of septic misery is coming for a visit, pal. You have to stop acting tough or rough, but be the stone that traps the sword. Words are blurbous. Choose your war creature, Grinkin' man. Elephants are so last millennium. Both Grinkin' man and woe man are lost. So many years ago we set out upon this path, and now we find ourselves in the forest of impossibility. Our time is near, but the beer harvest is incomplete, and the blood catchments are nearly full. A firm hand and a holding paw so that our cause can prevail, but you got a notice in the mail saying get the fuck out or the cops will take your home. You're not alone. For we are Grinkin' man and woe man together, covered in diamonds and leather, bristling with fearless action, baby, and carrying 55 kinds of throwing stars. Our cars will be powered by French bulldogs, chopped up and sent to the mill. Our killing ways will bend to peace as the world is renewed and the body dumps fill. Don't you dare say nobody said nothing, fucker. We did. We left you a fucking note. But your broken and soulless enterprises, selling broken homes to devil bastards, is complete. And now is the time to sell your shit. Get the fuck out of the cities, baby, and join me at my compound, not too far from Grinkintown. Good morning. Fuck you. I love you.